When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dykes in the world, Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, one mic, yeah, two dykes, who dykes, we dykes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. We have an incredible episode for you guys today.
We do.
There's a lot in store. There's a lot happening. We're salt burning. We're Cat Williamsing.
I was just going to say this is the salt burn episode, although I've tried to push it off as long as I have.
I know you have.
I've really done a good job.
I know you've been doing really good, but today, no further. We're doing it.
The Dianes have been clamoring.
Yes.
They've been saying and I didn't think that this would be the movie that broke the dykes back, but it is.
But alas,
it is.
It sure is.
So we're going to be talking about that.
It's going to be a really good episode. Also, do you remember when I was pitched? We work together.
We do?
What?
Okay.
Like, as if you guys don't know, we work together. Do you remember last week before I left? Mm-hmm. You're sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
And I'm literally performing stand-up for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that would be...
You know what? It's funny you ask. The moment I met you, I said, in about 5 years, she'll be performing solo for me.
It's an insane thing to do.
It is, because you're not like that. You're not one to perform a joke.
No.
Like, just for a person. Right. One person who's close to you, especially another comedian.
Another comedian who is also your best friend.
Yeah. So when you did it, it felt out of body. Because that's not something comics do. You don't do actual performed written material.
I stood up, held a fake microphone, and was like, I'm at this point in my set.
Yeah.
And then I was like, go.
Can I be honest?
Here it is. Yeah.
Loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
I loved every minute of it. It rocked. And the joke is good.
Okay.
It's going to crush. Now, do you remember that same day? We were at work.
Uh-huh.
Right. You had just, I think, performed a 5-minute set for me.
Yeah.
Because this is something that happened that I feel like we got closer.
Tell me.
I showed you my butt.
Oh my God, you did. Yes.
But I did. I do want to say I covered the crack.
Yeah, you covered the crack. I remember you saying, I want to show you something, but I don't want to show you my crack. And I've never been more actively engaged. You know, when you're like half listening, your friend is like talking and you're like, what am I going to have for dinner later? How are my quads? And then you hear, I don't want to show you my crack. And I went, and then you had me fully dialed in.
Yeah, it was a really fun day. I don't know, because I've never shown you my butt.
You've actually shown me almost none of your body.
That's true.
Which is insane for how much we share hotel rooms.
Yeah, you'll never catch me in a short. You'll never catch me in a short. Or it's a tank.
Yeah, or a swimsuit. I'm swimsuits in front. I'm naked. No, I'm not naked, but I'm definitely like... I'm in skivvies.
You're in skivvies.
A lot.
And I'm always in full coverage.
Yes.
I'm always dressed for the Sahara.
Yes.
Okay.
You're like, the sun cannot touch.
It can't touch. So I decided, though, that I had something I needed to show you. And it wasn't like, I do have a huge birthmark on my one cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to show you that.
I wish I would have seen that. What shape is it in?
A huge circle.
Like a perfect circle?
It's almost a perfect circle. It's purple.
Oh my God.
But it's like translucent purple. You can only see it in the light.
Oh my God. Nazara also has an ass cheek birthmark.
Yeah.
My God. Twins.
Twins. So I wanted to show you, I hit my butt so hard on a table recently.
Yes.
Which I don't even know how I slammed my ass into a table.
I couldn't believe the bruise that you showed me.
It's huge.
It's massive.
It's massive. And it is, I'm talking deep purple.
Yes. Yeah.
Grimace purple.
It's our old curtains.
Purple.
Yeah.
And I want you to know it's actually only gotten worse.
No. So can you show me later?
I will show you later.
It was so funny because, you know, when people moon you, they don't care if you see their crack.
I covered the crack so perfectly.
Covering.
I cupped it. I cupped the crack.
Being your friend is so different than how I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. You think that you know what you're getting in for, and then you have a 6'7" gremlin psychopath who's also like, you're very goofy. It's interesting. I didn't think that you would want to sit and listen to my stand up and then be like, I have to show you my ass. I have to show you my ass.
You didn't ask to see it. I said, no. I better show you, but let me cover the crack.
Yeah, it was really
cool.
Because
that does seem more intimate.
Yeah, well,
I think crack, if you show your friend the crack, that's no longer a friend. That's now a lover.
Yeah. The crack really is, I'll show cheek all day long.
I can show cheek.
You can show cheek, but the crack.
Well, then it gives you perspective. It's kind of where I'm. I draw the line.
Yeah.
I don't want you to know how far it could continue.
Right.
I don't want you to know where.
You know, I've actually seen cracks that are surprisingly long. Have you ever seen a long crack?
Yeah.
Where I think to myself,
how could it possibly
keep going? How is that not
going?
Your back? How is that not back? You know what I mean? Have you ever seen that? I don't know, actually, now that you're like, I've seen a butt go on for so long.
Did it start so high?
It started like so high, and I remember thinking like, I bet you have to buy special panties.
Or that's how the trend started in the early
2000s. Yeah, where it was a high crack McGee.
The thong was actually above the hip.
Because that's where the crack started.
Which your crack should not start above the hip.
Hey, I'm not here to body shame. Wherever your crack lies, I'm happy to be there. But I remember sometimes thinking,
whoa.
Well, that's all crack, no cheek. Oh, God
bless.
All
crack, no cheek is the name of the episode. It has to be.
Wait, it is fun. I mean, there's so many fun things about you being your friend because, like, people think that they know you, but when you really know you, it is so much, it's even crazier than you can possibly imagine. I go not 48 hours without texting you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And you'd think, you guys, that I have. It's like the biggest. You, by the way, you never like text back a lot. You're a very business texter, but God forbid I go 2 days without texting you. Mackenzie is spiraling on Snapchat. You're spiraling about, well, do you even miss me? Are you even going to come to work on time tomorrow? I'm calling HR. I miss you. Dude.
Yeah. What's the problem?
You miss my bids.
I missed my best friend. You were out of town. I needed to hear from you.
I was out of town for 4 nights.
That's literally too long.
I know. I literally was like, I don't know if I can be away from you for that long.
I had things happen. I saw other people and I was like, what is my life anymore?
No, literally.
What? Stupid.
It is like, it's so crazy. But everyone who came out to see the shows in Sunnyvale, thank you so much for being there. I had the best fucking time. And a lot of people being like, what are you doing in Sunnyvale? And to that I say, take it up with somebody else.
My agent.
Mackenzie Goodwin's crack. It's your crack with glasses on.
Honestly.
Saying, go to Sunnyvale.
My crack with glasses on is so much more professional than half the agents in this industry.
That's so true. Hi.
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 And a lot smarter.
True, honestly.
She's a reader.
She's a reader.
Okay. I do want to talk about, I know we're a couple weeks late, but the Golden Globes just happened.
Yeah.
We're finally into award season.
Yes.
And I know it's been kind of everywhere, but that actor from Saltburn, and we're going to get into Saltburn later. What is his name? He's the Irish actor.
It's really not my job to know that.
And it's
I don't need to know men's names.
It's not Jacob Elordi.
I don't need to know actors' names.
Yeah. Well, first off, everyone was like, Jacob Elordi.
Mm-hmm.
The tall one.
Sure. Everyone loves a tall man. Do they not?
They do. If you're tall, you can get away with literally anything.
I know. We're going to get into the other one, but I have to say the way that...
Barry Keoghan. And I'm going to be honest, there's no way that Keoghan is the last
name.
It's
not.
BAFTA winning Barry Keoghan.
It's got to be Cohen.
BAFTA winning Barry Keoghan.
Sure.
Cohen. Can you just look at the spelling? Like, give it a whirl.
I have to?
Give it a whirl.
Yeah, it's got to be Keoghan.
It's like, you know how Saoirse is spelled nowhere near what Saoirse is?
Yeah.
It's giving that.
let me just say, that's Barry. First of all, that's Barry.
Let's go with Barry K.
Have you thought about Barry K?
Barry K. And then the other one's the tall guy.
Jacob Elordi.
The way, because I mean, you even remember when Jacob handed a water bottle to him. They were doing all these press moments.
A tall man just has to hand you a drink and it goes viral.
People lost the way that people, if you're a man who's tall, that is all you need.
You don't need much else.
No, it's crazy.
So it's like, I mean,
and as a tall person,
yeah,
I know what it's like out there to be treated differently because of how tall I am.
I wish I was taller.
I had a Diane stroll up to me.
Oh no.
She literally just said, you're so tall.
That's the nicest thing.
I know. People recognize when you have height, you've got that stature.
They're just like, move out of the way.
They're like,
a tall person's coming through.
Okay, but we're talking about Barry. And Barry is
a short king.
Yeah. And so is that other guy. People are losing their minds for
Zendaya's boyfriend, Tom Holland.
The other guy, the other short guy. He cooks in a show.
The bear.
Yes.
Yes, chef.
Yes. People are losing their minds for short men.
I'll tell you this. I understand for Tom Holland. I understand for Barry Kay.
Yeah.
The chef from The Bear.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
I'm not getting it.
I wonder if this isn't dyke coded.
This isn't dyke coded, but Barry is dyke coded.
Yes. That my whole FYP is just lesbians being like, this is a lesbian.
This is a lesbian. And I'm like, everything I see him in, it's giving sapphic.
Do I not have like that exact suit color that I just had custom made for me?
You actually give off his energy.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's our fashion sense is like masculine, but like flashy. A pearl, a little gold ring.
A pearl, but he's doing
an
suits.
An earring.
He's doing matching suits, but the top is a vest.
Hi.
I'm like, that's a little pocket dyke.
What are
that's
we doing? A little tiny. That's a literal pocket dyke. Yeah. Yeah, that's all of us. That's our fashion right there.
And I love it. I'm going to be honest. He's very cute.
No, I know. And this is also, I knew when I was getting into Saltburn, I feel like people are not understanding that there is an overlap between things that like gay men will like and like mask dykes are going to also really draw in on it. Mm-hmm. And Saltburn hit a lot of things for me where I was like,
we'll get into it.
Right. Fair.
I don't want to talk about Saltburn yet.
We're edging Saltburn review. You're welcome.
So I did have a question.
I love when you ask me questions.
Have you ever?
I'm sorry. I got excited. Yes, I have. Thank you so much. I know I need a haircut. I literally need a haircut.
I actually kind of like it messy.
Really? This
I
long?
Do. I do like it long and messy.
I feel like you can't even see my eyebrows.
What eyebrows?
I'm waiting to get my engagement photos taken before I get it cut.
I think it looks good, but I understand waiting. You want to get a fresh cut. I got like a fresh dye right before.
See, you know what I'm talking about. It's all about timing.
We were talking earlier about red carpet photos, because Barry keeps looking like a little lesbian on the carpet.
Mm-hmm, and God bless him.
And God bless him. Have you ever, because at the Golden Globes, there was kind of some controversy. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
With Kylie.
Kylie was all over.
Timothy. Who also gives a little bit of a lesbian vibe.
I know.
All men are kind of leaning into lesbian. I think the 2024 is year of the lesbian.
Yeah, something's happening where men are feeling like the men that everyone in mainstream is kind of like,
because the 90s are
back. Over
90s are back.
It's more
Leo. Think about the men of the 90s. They were all androgynous. They were like big lipped, chiseled jaw.
Yeah.
Kind of womanly hair on the front.
Yes.
It's happening again.
Something's happening. Huh.
I mean, androgyny's sexy.
Well, of course.
Timothy and Kylie were approached by Selena Gomez. This is a legend.
Say her name right or don't say it at all.
Selena Gomez.
Thank you.
So she approached them, allegedly asked for a photo, and Kylie said no to the photo of her and Timothy.
Then Selena tiptoes back to her table with Madame Swaft.
Yeah.
And is videographed.
Videographed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Videographed.
Dude.
Action, Candy, you're on the old pictograph. Crank, crank, crank. Okay. So she's videographed saying to Taylor Swift, I tried to take a picture and she said no.
And then they're like,
drama, drama, drama.
It's giving high school cafeteria drama. It's very fun.
It's very fun to watch like young Hollywood, but young Hollywood now are what? Aren't they all in their 30s? Aren't they all grown-ups? Aren't they all the age of our parents when our parents already had like two houses and four kids?
Yes.
And they're all like...
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, wow.
We are all... We're watching grown adults kind of give drama. Listen, I love drama. I love goss.
Same.
So I'm here for it, actually.
I love it.
Is it
funny to watch? Absolutamente.
Yeah.
I feel like... And let me know if I'm going too wide here. Mm-hmm. I think that... There's a large group of people that when the pandemic happened, mm-hmm. they were like, I'm somebody else. You do not know me anymore. I'm one of those people. Yeah. I became sober. I cut my hair. I was like, I need to become who I am meant to be.
Yeah.
Which is Cat Williams. And then there's another group of people that when the pandemic hit, they stopped.
They doubled down like, on
exactly
what they were.
They almost like have this like... they have completely stopped developing as people. Mm-hmm. So that means like there's a bunch of...
Well, do you know the theory of like... I don't even know if it's an actual theory, but it's been said that when you become famous, you stop at that age you became famous.
I've heard this. Yeah. So that's why Drew Barrymore's
awesome
doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I've noticed that when you become famous as like a child actor, mm-hmm. you kind of do have like a little bit of a stunted... growth.
Yes.
There's a little bit of an emotional intelligence that is...
That's halted.
Halted, or it's definitely different because you had to go through different things. Like, a lot of these people did not go through high school, college, or grow up with a lot of other young adults.
Right.
You're around people, grown-ups. You're around grown-ups all day.
Yeah, and also, like, all of Hollywood does feel so cliquey that there is inevitably those, like, those types of moments.
Yes.
Which are, like, humiliating to watch.
It's...
But also... Are we not just sitting back with popcorn enjoying the show?
I'm loving every moment
of it.
We're
eating it up. Give us more.
But I'm saying all of those people in this were child actors or child celebrities.
Yeah.
So it is fun to watch these grown adults act like children.
Yeah.
Because they got kind of are.
For sure they are.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the drama. I'm here for the high school gossip.
Me too. Have you ever asked for a celebrity photo? Have you ever asked a celebrity
for a photo?
Yeah.
It is interesting that Selena asked Timothy for a photo. I assume that they just go around, because I've been to shows like this, and usually when you're talking to somebody, a photographer will come up and say, can I get a picture of you?
Right.
And then they pose. It's usually not like you grab the photographer and go, I want to pose with this person.
Right.
But anyways.
I was picturing a selfie.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
That is bizarre, though.
Still weird.
No, I have asked for a photo.
From a celeb?
I've asked for a couple. I've asked for Chadwick Boseman.
Great one.
Which is a great one. He was really, really nice. Tina Fey, who was very nice, but she made herself take it. She was like, I don't want you. She grabbed the phone Ooh-hoo. And took the selfie herself. I think she wanted to hit the right angle.
She knows her angles.
And who else? Tom Hanks.
Big Those are A-listers.
My three ones. Yeah.
Holy
what
shit.
What about you? Have you done...
I'm trying to think if there have been celebs... Because I've let some go past me and I regret it. Like Maya Rudolph, I regret.
Mm-hmm. Maya, that's not... You'll see her again.
I know, but...
There's some I'm like, even grab like, them if they're bit like...
Or even like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
I wish I would have told her that like Jennifer's body was important to me.
I think she knew. I think she saw you and she was like, yeah,
she
no.
sees me sweating behind the cash register. Like,
just looking at your gay ass.
Moroccan mint hot tea. She's like,
I got it.
I feel like she did have an aura of like, you're welcome for Jennifer's body.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I remember getting one.
Mm-hmm.
So yours are very cool. You got Chadwick. You've got fucking Tom Hanks.
And Tina Fey.
A-listers. When I... I'm so scared for
this
yours.
One celeb.
That like, and I've seen more famous people and I haven't moved an inch.
Yeah.
One that I was like, I must get a photo with.
Must is like, they've got to be so, because these were my three musts.
Yeah. And I'm like, have I told this on the pod before?
I don't know, because I'm so nervous.
Because I'll send the picture to Leah.
Who was your must?
Dog the Bounty Hunter. I said, grab my camera. I'm dragging dog.
How old were you?
Dude, I'm 30.
Stop.
Dude,
stop.
It was 30. Recent?
Recent. That's embarrassing. That's a bad one.
I was like, I have to. I must. Rachel? But you know, I was at like Eric Andre's birthday party.
Yeah.
And there were like a bunch of celebs. But for me, I'm like, I'm not going to, I can't ask Tom Hanks. You know sure who you I can ask?
Actually, can I
tell? Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Can I tell you, in all three of the photographs, and I'll send them to Leah for her to put them up.
Yeah.
In all photographs, Tom, Tina, and Chadwick, I was drunk.
Incredible. See, that was wondering what gave you the confidence to go up.
Yeah, I was wasted in all of them.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
I was not. I was dead sober. And I think this.
Sober, yeah, you can't.
But I'm wondering if we do throw this picture up, I'm wondering, because every once in a while, you
are they
going to
go,
like,
whose dog?
No, they'll, you guys know who Dog the Bounty Hunter is.
No, are
he's
they
going to
go, which one's which?
Oh, stop. My twin. My one fear, every once in a while, like, do you ever have things that, like, you're pretty much fine with it. You're at peace with it. And then every once in a while before bed, your mind will
shoot to something horrible that you, yeah.
And it'll be like, oh, you really fucked that girl's name up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I, every once in a while, my brain will be like, that was a Dog the Bounty Hunter impersonator and you humiliated yourself.
You'll never know it because it
but
was
I wonder if the Diane's will be able to tell
because it was an Eric Andre party.
Yeah, who knows?
I have a feeling it was a Dog the Bounty Hunter impersonator.
That was a I watched Eric Andre. I almost said Eric the Andre. I watched him get circumcised
live
in front of everyone.
Yeah, that sucks.
He has really good parties.
You were gonna say penis.
Oh my god!
He
imagine.
Has really good penis.
He has really good penis. But if you guys. I guess that's what I want to say. If you look at this picture of me and Dog the Bounty Hunter and you're like, that's an impersonator, don't tell me.
Actually, please leave it in the comments.
I don't want to know.
Comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
I don't want to know. It's like that same thing of when we're at a G Flip concert and we're like, holy cow, Renee Rapp's here. And then they're like, that's not Renee Rapp.
It is embarrassing.
It is. But I don't think I've asked for a photo for any, actually one other one.
Let me hear.
Dane Cook.
Stop.
Those are my two.
You know my thing of Dane Cook.
Oh.
Should I share it?
Yes.
Or is it too?
Please. We're two, by the way, professional comedians.
We're professional comedians, but we grew up in a time where Dane Cook was like hot.
Dane Cook was selling arenas. I don't think that people understand. Dane Cook was massive. There was a huge. Stand-up comedy was dead.
And then he came out.
And like, which he made it. Massive. It was actually crazy.
No one else was doing arena to even now.
He did the Target Center.
He did Coyote Stadium or whatever, wherever the fuck I saw him at.
No, we both went to his stadium tour.
I know.
Separately in the same year before we met.
Which is so nuts. But he did to do a stadium tour even as a singer songstress.
Yes.
Is already so hard to do.
Massive.
But as a comedian where you are barely moving on the stage. And it's just it's spoken.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It was unheard of. So he was so late.
He was, I don't know how late he was because I was late because I had a prior engagement.
What was it?
I want to say that this is like so unbelievably sad, but it is funny in hindsight.
Right. In hindsight, it's funny.
I had my mother's funeral that same day. And then
I can't believe.
And I was like, I can't miss Dane Cook. I was not doing well, dude. I would like to say. And I raced over.
From the funeral?
No, we went to that after party. So this was the after party. And I raced over and saw Dane Cook kind of like to top off.
The night.
The night. So like, what a bad day. And then to really top it off with an even worse night.
For real. Yeah. Go see Dane Cook.
It is.
I love that you were like, can we wrap this thing up? I have tickets.
To see Dane Cook. I think that's not, that is not how it was.
Right, of
but
course.
But it is funny to imagine.
Yes.
No, I think I was like, this day couldn't get any worse. Let's go do something where I'm going to hate myself more after.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think it's
something that really connects us, honestly.
Oh man, his show was, this is funny because he was selling out really well, but we got there so late that because he didn't sell the top out, they actually pushed us to, I got almost like front row. They gave us like front row tickets because they were like, no one's sitting up there. Can you fill it?
Oh, wow.
So we got really close.
What a wild world. And then when you start, like I started doing stand up, I was doing these like really good shows in LA. Like remember when like people were doing, they just started doing the fad of like random ass pop-up comedy shows with huge lineups.
Yeah.
And I was like my first year into comedy And I got in with these guys that would put me like with Sarah Silverman, yeah, or I'd do like random shows where I'd be like, I would have no business. It'd be like Natasha Leggero and then Rachel Scanlon. Yeah. It would be like, you remember these
but
shows.
But that's like an LA show. Yeah. You're going to get some heavy hitters and then some open micers or people that are just starting.
Coming up, yeah, or whatever. And it, you can like, if you're good and like blah, whatever. Yeah. I'd be like, I remember Anthony Jeselnik like being like impressing a girl that I was trying to sleep with for me.
That's very nice.
I was like, can you throw me a bone here? And I walked off, as Anthony walked off stage, he said to me, he was like, hey, nice set tonight. You were super funny, man. And that girl was like,
wow. Yeah, that's nice.
Anthony, but then I remember being like, Dane Cook would do some of these shows. Mm-hmm. And like other random people that when you're like not a comedian, you're like, this is everything.
I just had a flashback.
Tell me.
Dane Cook did the exact opposite of what Anthony Jeselnik did to you. I accidentally saw him. I want you to know.
Yeah.
Accidentally saw him again.
Yeah.
Where he was not supposed to be on the lineup. He
popped up like a celebrity drop-in.
Right, right. And this was like years after the tour. He had kind of like dropped off the face of the earth. He was trying to make a comeback. He was kind of bombing on stage, mm-hmm, and then yelled at my girlfriend.
Yeah. Yes.
Screamed at her from stage.
I was on that show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I think that's why you guys were there. I was doing that show. And he was bombing. Turned on somebody in the crowd. I think you were there because I was doing that show.
Whoa.
Dude. He weird. Was bombing and turned on them.
At the improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. 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 That's crazy. I forgot that you were there.
Dude, it was
wild. Anyways, Dane Cook has kind of followed me ever since I was in high school.
And honestly, we can't shake this guy.
I can't shake this guy. So he's kind of my origin story, unfortunately, for comedy. He might have been my first ever comedy show.
Dude, he's was your that Cat night. Williams.
Yeah, he's... Cat Williams is in another... I'm obsessed with Cat Williams.
Everyone's obsessed with Cat Williams.
So tell me, because I haven't seen it. I've just been hearing about Cat Williams. And I know that you've been... You watched the whole interview.
I've been in a K-hole. And when I say K, I do not mean ketamine. I mean Cat Williams.
I love that so much, dude. That's so funny.
You know, I was traveling last week. And when I'm traveling, you got to find something to get into.
Right. For a lot of people, it's listening to us.
And thank God.
Yeah.
For me, it was listening to Cat Williams.
I do want to say thank you, Diane's. Thank you, Sharks, for another year with us. Yeah, 2024 is going to fucking rock.
We're going crazy. We're about to drop tour some dates. Cities.
So this is actually tea.
Can we tell them we're going to do it?
In about a week or two, we're dropping tickets to a huge tour that we're doing. We can't tell you anymore. Just get ready.
What date we're going to drop them?
No.
Okay, keep your eyes peeled, but we're going to be dropping like 26 cities.
It's coming.
Okay. Okay, first, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah.
I decide, by the way, what? I need to sidebar with you about how Nazar, my angel, who I love more than anything in this fucking world, I would literally take a bullet for her.
Yeah.
I would literally do anything for her.
I love her.
And we've had our ups and downs. We have things that we fight about.
Sure.
The past 2 weeks, this angel has been snoring and I don't know who she is and I cannot live like this. What do I do? I wake her up and she's pissed.
And then she goes back to snoring.
Goes back to snoring.
Okay, that's,
who are you?
That's Erica, but with coughing. So Erica,
what are we doing?
Erica coughs all night. I'm like
coughing all night.
Wakes herself up coughing.
Oh,
it
no.
is horrid.
I think it's because it's cold. Here's what I think: my angel got her ears pierced. She's scared to sleep on her side.
She just got her ears pierced. She's in her late 20s.
Don't come at. That's my fiance you're talking about.
What is she doing? Getting her ears?
What do you mean?
Pierced?
What is she? She can do whatever she wants. She's a grown woman.
It
was her second holes. We were trying to see Renaissance. It was sold out. So we went to Claire's and got her ears pierced.
Good for you guys.
She's in her Saturn return. Okay. So she's just doing whatever the fuck she wants right now.
Love.
Very hot. But that person snores.
Okay.
And I'm...
But now I have a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather a snore, which is kind of like a consistent... Okay. Kind of can be soft. Or one of these.
Yeah. No. I'm taking snoring every day. What do you mean she's coughing?
Wakes herself up coughing. It is a living hell.
No, dude. There's
I'm in a battlefield at night.
Here's the thing. I'm like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Who's snoring around me? No one. The only snorer I know is my dad. So I associate snoring
with
to
men.
Dads.
I
and
do
men.
Too. It's
so like I'm like, man. My tiny little angel hasn't snored once. We've been together for 5 years. She's never snored. Two weeks. I'm like, hey,
what's
you're
changed?
Sawing logs over there, babe. Mm-mm. I'm sleeping in fear because when she wakes up, she's pissed.
As if it's your fault.
As if it's my fault. I can't sleep. She's snoring on the inhale and the exhale. How is that possible?
That's too much. That's like, here's the thing.
That's not even, I'm like, anatomically.
It's a bait and switch. She asked you to marry her.
And now
the snoring comes out.
I'm terrified.
She's really letting her bra come off.
Yes. I think it's just the only, and I'm like, can you please turn over?
I would push her. I would roll her over.
It's getting to be.
Wow.
You think you know someone.
No, I know. Coughing.
So the coughing. I'm like, we got to get some of her remedies out.
Don't bring it up. Don't, because she'll kill me. But the remedies. But we did talk about how
neither of our partners believe in Western medicine, and it's an issue.
It drives me fucking bonkers.
And our partners also don't know how to keep time. Also an issue. Okay, so I'm trying to sleep. I can't, because now this stranger that I'm going to marry has become somebody who snores.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm watching TikTok. This is the day the interview drops. I'm seeing Cat Williams.
Okay.
I K-hole
deep
for longer than the interview is.
So for those listening, because I know a lot of our listeners are not necessarily Cat Williams fans.
Fair.
We don't have a huge crossover in demographics.
I think Cat Williams, if you don't know,
yeah,
is a stand-up comedian.
Who is this yay big.
Yeah, very petite.
He is a short king, but I'm going to be honest. The energy of the world's tallest man.
Yeah, he is 5'5".
He's tiny, but so fucking funny. I grew up watching him. I love him.
He's
so funny.
He's a total vibe. He like drops special after special, wears velvet, is like total. Yeah, he's like a comedy machine.
Yes, he rocks.
He's like a legacy.
So he's a 3-hour-long interview with Shannon Sharp, right?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Who is, I think, a football player.
Yeah.
For the Miami Vice.
No.
For the Miami Heat. He plays football for Miami.
Dude.
Dolphins?
No, he's an ex-NFL player. And he was...
So am I.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp. And he's a very good-looking man. His teeth...
I love those teeth.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So
that man's jacked.
He is the body of what Rachel would love.
I literally am like, that's my body goals.
I've
never heard of this show or this Shannon man.
Yeah, so he's had a podcast for quite a while.
Great.
But once again, different demographics.
Different demo. Cat Williams, I watched in clips the entire interview. Then I woke up, I listened to the audio almost 3 hours. And then later that night, I watched the video.
So you've seen the interview almost 3 times.
That's right.
That's 9 hours of Cat Williams.
It's actually not even nearly enough Cat Williams for me.
Wow. And what would you like to talk about for the takeaway? What did you...
The takeaway for... is kind of what we were saying with like the Selena Gomez of it all.
Yeah.
There is something unbelievably fascinating about the people kind of like revealing what like this industry is kind of like.
I think I know why.
Tell me.
I think I know what's going on. We had summer break. Okay. AKA the pandy.
The pandy.
Okay. We were all away from each other for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now the industry's back and we want to talk.
Yes.
And we have drama. I mean, this is giving first week of school drama.
Yes, it
is. This is giving like, what did you do over the summer?
Yeah.
This is what
Listen
I did.
Up,
yeah.
Pull up a chair and crack open a carton of milk.
Yeah. People want attention and they're giving it. And I'm loving every minute
of it. It's like also stand up comedians.
Mm-hmm.
If you know any stand-up comedians, like the amount of shit talking that takes place about who's good, who has good material, who's a hack, like all of that
who
shit.
Who steals material.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
It's like real. But to see somebody as big as Cat Williams go off on like people who have like empires within the industry.
Well, so this is what I read an article about this and why Cat Williams is...
He's setting the record straight.
Well, the article was about Cat Williams and Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle thinks that he's doing edgy material by doing trans material and punching down on a community that is being like marginalized and like whatever.
Yeah.
He's punching down. Whereas Cat Williams is punching up to all the people that are either at his level or higher.
For sure.
And they're like, that's actually way more brave to do than punching down on people that have no voice to come back at you.
Right.
You know?
Well, the Chappelle thing is like a whole nother, like, that's insane.
Right. But they're talking about like differences in edgy comedy. And edgy comedy is like going after people that are so much bigger
than
you.
The powers that be.
Yeah.
The people who have everything.
So that's why I was like, I'm loving Cat Williams right now.
Our underdog
kind of coming out of nowhere. And there's a lot of times where he has not
taking swings at Steve Harvey. I mean, go crazy.
But he's not gotten, a lot of credit that he's been due for a long time.
Yeah.
I do like him quite a bit.
Yeah. I think it's like, I could listen to Cat Williams do anything.
Yeah.
I think after me, a dyke, watching 3 hours of two men talking about other men for 3 hours. Is bananas.
It's a lot of men on men.
There's a lot of dude stuff right now. Am I just like...
There's always been a lot of dude stuff.
There's always a lot of dude stuff forever, since always, because of everything. Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like there was a blip where we were like, we love women.
Yeah.
And there's just like a lot of, I mean, every move... I'm like, honestly, finding it hard to even, since Barbie, sink my teeth into anything.
A guy movie.
Because like, I just want to... I mean, I...
If you get a taste of... females,
yeah,
it's hard to go back.
I know, and I really enjoy watching. I mean, I prefer, I think, I mean, I like anything that's interesting and good, but like, I really have like a deep fascination and love for women,
yeah,
and like the way that women see things, the way that women like think and talk about, and when women talk to each other, have like chills.
I don't need to see more Expendables. I don't need more movies.
I don't need any more Wild Hogs.
Exactly. I'm like, we don't need more male-driven action movies.
Right. Like,
I'm
over it. I really love, like, I mean, you know, but I am like obsessed with women for, and not just like,
Mean Girls is coming out.
Yeah.
Like, we are getting some.
We're getting some.
Barbie, I would say, blew open the box office pussy. Blew it right off.
You're not allowed to say blew open the box office pussy.
Why not? That's what Barbie did.
Don't scream at me. That's what Barbie did.
That's what Barbie did.
That's what Barbara did.
It's the fact that Barbie is short for Barbara.
That's hot.
Is heinous.
You know
it's heinous.
I like it.
Anyways.
Okay. Should we talk Saltburn?
No.
I can't believe you. These poor listeners
we have an ask a dyke.
All right, fine.
Don't even look, we're barely in it.
All right.
We barely even,
you know, I'll talk edge Shannon these Sharp for the rest of my life. Gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta ask a dyke tonight. I've gotta know. And if you have an ask a dyke, feel free to leave us a voicemail at the dyke hotline, or you can send us an email. And while we're doing a little bit of this housework, could you leave us a review? Would it kill ya?
Leave us a review, especially on Apple Podcasts, if you want your city to be on the next tour. Because as you know, we asked you guys a couple episodes ago, leave your city. Guess what? We booked almost every single city that somebody left a review for.
So
go leave your city, because they are looking at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They being Steve Harvey.
And our agent.
And Kevin Hart.
Shout out Sam. Okay. We have an ask a dyke.
Okay.
Mackenzie and Rachel, dykes. I have an ask a dyke for you both. And first off, I just want to say thank you so much for making this podcast. I'm 30 years old and everybody's gay now, which is great. But when I came out, I don't know, at the age of 21, it felt like maybe not everyone was gay. And so anyways, your content has given me life. So thank you. Okay. My ask a dyke is this: squirting. I thought that squirting was not real and completely invented by men making porn videos. But turns out actually, I've now had sex with two different women who squirt in the last, 4 months. And turns out it's not a joke. It's not made up. So riddle me this. Everyone's body does what it needs to do. That's amazing. Love it. It's not a trivial amount of liquid. So for me, as somebody who's casually having sex with people who squirt, what can I do to mitigate somebody's squirting without making them feel badly about themselves. Like, that is my question, because right now my mattress has some, quite frankly, squirting liquid in it. And I would prefer for that not to happen. I know there's mattress covers, but like, anyways, okay. Dykes, thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you for your answer to this question.
Thank you so much. Hi, welcome back to Two Squirty Dykes.
1-800-MAKER-SQUIRT. That's crazy.
Is it crazy?
You know what? It's crazy. Here's where I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Being like, it's in the mattress.
Soaked in like a sponge. Wait.
Yeah.
I have to ask you so many things. Okay. And real talk, I know that there's three cameras in front of us and we're speaking on our podcast that we've built from the ground up.
Yeah.
However.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
I have been with one.
You have?
Yes. And I understand it is not a small amount.
Not a trivial amount of liquid. Mm-hmm.
Get on the floor. If you know and you're like, hey,
don't point at me.
If you know that the mattress needs saving.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I couldn't possibly get a waterproof mattress pad, because that is a thing. You can just get one of those.
There were so many good points made.
What were the good points made?
The good points made were, you remember what, before Orange is the New Black, not everyone was gay. In fact, we were a rarity.
Well, I was like, I miss when we had, like, in the early 10s.
The early 10s, when the world was still Bud Light Platinum. And there was we had no things queer that were just for us.
We had Orange is the New Black broke my internet.
It broke my hymen.
That's what I'm saying.
Hymen. Hi, man.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen. I miss Orange is the New Black. I miss having lesbian shows.
I'm hitting the L hard. Some like butches.
Yeah.
In orange.
I know. I miss a strong upper bicep tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
A winged eyeliner.
Yeah.
A little too much.
I miss Pousse.
I miss,
because episodes would drop and stuff and you'd all just like get together. I miss, and this is how you know it's fucking, I miss L Word Gen Q.
That actually is how you know it
is. I miss the L Word Gen Q and getting together and then talking about it.
We need lesbian, queer, sapphic shows again.
I know.
But dramas.
I know.
I'm talking prison dramas.
Because Deadlock rocked. Deadlock is so good.
Yeah.
But I want, like, what's happening here?
No, I know. I want. And I've said it, and I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. I want Full Frontal again.
I know you want Full Frontal. We all want Full Frontal. You specifically keep begging for it in a way that I am kind of like, hey, what's going on at home? But more. Also, we had, you remember the one with fucking Rachel Weisz? Dead Ringers.
Yeah.
I actually need less. That was too much.
You know what's crazy is I really thought that Rachel Weisz was going to get some Emmy nods and Golden Globes for that.
It's tough out here.
It is tough out here. She deserved
a lot more
for that.
I agree. We're
Rachel heads.
We're talking about squirting. Okay.
Yeah.
Things are different now. Everyone's out there gay, which is so great.
Yeah.
People have and always will be squirting.
Yeah, it's not a myth.
It's not a myth.
That's very funny that you thought that this was a myth that men started. Because I feel like men... I've heard that men are like, no, that's just chicks peeing on you.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Have you ever squirted?
I don't
think
so.
On purpose?
No.
Okay. Squirting is a thing.
Yeah.
But
this is people who have.
This is, okay. Here's my only issue with our caller.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever?
I haven't squirted proper. Do you know what I mean?
What does that mean? Have you done it improperly?
Where I have been with somebody who has.
Okay.
And I've been like, I haven't been to that level before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Where I'm like, if you were to see I did next to comparing what she did, you'd be like, okay, cutie, you tried.
It's a cutie versus a navel orange.
That's exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, my only issue with this question is you cannot mitigate a squirter.
No,
that's
mitigating.
The wrong type of dyke.
You're not going
to
mitigate
you hearing
that.
Me?
Yeah.
Dyke.
I get it. The water system.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Listen, I heard it.
We're dykes, not dykes. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying? You're not. It's not your duty as somebody who fucks women to say, hey, You're ruining my mattress. It's your duty to go get a tarp.
You get a tarp. Listen,
get a wetsuit.
We all have subscriptions to REI.
Of course. They have a great return policy.
We all have Bass Pro Shop memberships.
Your tarp return policy will last longer than the squirty relationship.
Honestly, here, absolutely. 100%. You don't even need a return policy.
No.
Get a warranty on her because you're going to need the warranty.
I mean,
you're going to blow through that tarp.
There are ways, if you know this is always happening, you can put down so many things to prepare yourself.
Or
I would never, and this actually, if I can go wider for a second, I would never, if something that like somebody's body does naturally as a response to pleasure, or even just like, you know, when you fuck, you get sweaty or whatever. And I am like, I have a little bit of like, sometimes
OCD.
I don't like to, I have like a little bit of like messiness stuff. But if somebody that I was having sex with had any of these like natural body responses, I would much rather prepare for it than like bring it up to somebody, because the second somebody that you're sleeping with is in their head, it's way harder to come.
So if you're worried, well, it's just about not like, as fun.
If you're worried about like, oh, well, is my body
shame.
Gonna do it, the second you're like, my body's gonna do whatever it's gonna do, you better buckle up, babe.
Yeah,
then you're gonna have so much more fun sex.
I agree. I would straight up show up in a tarp like I'm at Niagara Falls.
Yes,
like
a poncho.
Yeah, a poncho.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Like, we're about to ride Magic Mountain or whatever
the wave at Valley Fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I would just like log ride it up. Mm-hmm. Get prepared and ride that ride.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I would make it more like, okay, you didn't know that squirting was a real thing. It is real. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the ride.
Yeah, put
goggles on. Get a snorkel.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I do think like actually just move to the floor. If that's going to be, I mean, I know you don't want structural damage to the to the house.
Water damage through the floorboards.
You don't want that. But like
the second floor breaks through. I'm like,
then
you get an appraisal.
Tub.
They say, I get, this house has been compromised. Yeah.
But then take it as a pat on the back. Like,
or
you should be
proud. Sex, you know, go where wetness is appropriate.
Exactly. I think that answers that question pretty good. We have one.
Wait, that was, by the way, an awesome voicemail. When you guys leave us voicemails, we sit here, we listen, we adore you guys, and we like are so, we're so you guys are so funny. Thank you for sending that. That rocked. Squirting is real.
We have one more. Ask it, Ike.
The question is, what do I do? Because I keep having crushes on all of my friends. Not like all of them all at one time. Really, maybe two at a time, but most often just one at a time. And it's often with a gal pal who our relationship started out as friends, or specifically under the pretense of friendship, like a meetup, but the meetup being like, I'm looking for friends. One friend that I do really like a lot has specifically told me that she is like she does not date friends at all, ever. And once that door is closed, the door being the door that you are friendship, she just cannot go back. And I do have a big crush on her. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, what do you do when you have a crush on your friend? Even if it's a friend who didn't specifically say, I don't date friends. Just a friend that you hang out with. And maybe it seems like they like you back, but you're really not sure because, like, girls are just nice. And is there any sort of, like, am I just feeling this way because I like these people because they're my friends? Do I feel this way because I like them because I like them, you know?
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Thank you so much for writing into us with your voice. Okay. The question is, what do? I keep falling in love with my friends.
I don't think it's falling in love. It's I have crushes on my friends.
Yeah.
Which
there's two types of people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that have crushes on their friends all the time.
Right.
And then there's people that are like Mackenzie.
Yeah. I have not had many crushes on friends.
The fact that you haven't had a crush on me for the first, I want to say 4 years, mm-hmm. I had to really be like, are you fucking serious?
I just don't. I'm like this person. When I have a friendship, you're a friend. There's been a couple very like in my lifetime, maybe two, that I've been like, whoa, I like my friend. But that is like
rare.
Rare. And then I can get over it pretty quickly.
Hmm.
So I understand the boundaries of like I have boundaries with friends.
Yeah.
Where I can't look at somebody like that.
That's amazing. Yeah, Mackenzie's much more boundaried, which mm-hmm. I think is very healthy. And I've been trying to learn boundaries from you for the past 60 years.
Yeah. And it's been working.
It's kind of.
Yeah.
There's definitely been improvements.
There have been a lot of improvements lately.
For sure.
I was like, you told me something in the kitchen and I was like, wow, I am proud of you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm really proud of you.
Oh my God.
You're making really big strides.
Dude, then hook up with me. No, seal the deal already.
And this is okay. Here we go.
But I would say I have crushes on all my friends. Yeah. And I think for me too, I think a crush is not something that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
So me having a crush on a friend is like, I just have such a fine line between your physical beauty and my admiration for you as a friend. And when you're successful or if you're growing or like, just like I have a crush on like, so many of my friends, but it to me is never an issue where I'm like, oh, I am sick of it.
But I think that a crush can be something so light.
Yeah.
And like light, like an attraction. Like I can look at people and be like, wow, I could be attracted to you.
Yeah.
Light crushes.
Easy.
But then there are deep, debilitating.
Yes.
I think about you every waking moment. Mm-hmm. I literally wonder what our kids would look like together. I wonder what a family would be like with you. That is a deep crush.
Okay, yeah. The deep, like we're writing poetry. You, like when right. I hear music, I picture your face.
Yes.
Okay. So I still have those too.
Right. So I'm like, oh my God, Rachel.
But there are ranges of crushes.
Totally.
Also, I feel like sometimes you'll go through phases. Mm-hmm. Like I sometimes have phases and honestly, it could be tied to the moon. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked into it, but there are phases within a like
calendar year.
Truly.
Yeah.
Where everyone that I see, I have these like eyes for where I'm just like,
okay, I go through phases like that too.
Yeah.
That's where it's totally normal.
I wonder if it's like, this is a time in this person's life mm-hmm. where they're like, all of my friends are just fucking singing to me right
yeah,
now.
And
yeah. I don't think it needs to be like, also your friends are probably hot and awesome and talented and
queer
like,
people are
shiny. Queer people are like so alluring. Like,
yes.
And it's okay. Like all of that.
Yeah. This to me, isn't that crazy.
It doesn't feel crazy at all. And like a lot of us too, in our community, mm-hmm. like we like have close like friendships.
So how would you bring it up? Cause this person is kind of asking,
should
I tell one? And to me, I'm like, all right, it depends on the range of the crush.
Yeah.
If it is that light, like, I just think you're really cute, I admire you crush, you definitely don't need to tell them. I would just feel it out.
Yeah.
But if it is a deep yearning, I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
You're right. There is a huge difference between a crush and yearning.
I'm talking about like a Rachel Scanlon
yearning
or an Emily Dickinson.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like
yes.
how big is it? Would you ruin your brother's wife's marriage, you know, like your brother and his wife's marriage yeah. to be with this person or what?
I think it's, I'm also like, everyone can tell when I have a crush on them.
Can they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like a very, and it doesn't like, I'm kind of like, what would be the point of sitting them down? If you're like at the point where like, all I do is think about this person
yeah.
and I need this to come to a head because it's getting in the way of our friendship. And I feel like there's a tension
right.
that like something needs to tip.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Like you can discuss.
I mean, I wouldn't sit them down. I wouldn't
me
like
neither.
I get mean, a boardroom or
but
anything.
But like ask them out, you know, if it needs,
go
if
get
something,
drinks.
If something needs to be on one side or the other, because
yeah.
you're like, this is too much.
Make a move.
Then make a move.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, I have a crush on my friends and it's like, I think just looking at what the effect of it would be.
Right.
If you need something to change, then yeah. But otherwise, you know, it's also like, I don't know, telling somebody you have a crush on them can be really fun and like silly.
I agree. I think a lot of people put so much pressure on telling somebody that you like them.
Yeah.
Whereas it doesn't need to have that much pressure. Like you can tell a friend you like them and if they don't like you back, that's fine.
Literally send somebody a Valentine when it's not Valentine's Day.
Cute.
Easy.
Cute.
Hi, if it was February 14th, you'd be my Valentine. It's not.
It's goofy.
People just like have fun.
Yeah. I think put less pressure on it. If you want to shoot your shot, shoot your shot.
Yeah. You don't need to just tell people you have crushes on them. If you want to shoot it, shoot it.
I mean, if it's this many people, my God.
No, I know. It's like, it seems like you're in a phase. You're in this like, you're in this really open, flirty time. And those are really fun times.
Yeah, go flirt with everyone.
Enjoy it. Also, like, cool. You have a hot queer friend group. We all do. Enjoy it. You're on the L Word Gen Q. Hi. Drop the episode. We'll watch it.
It's salt burn time.
Finally. Jesus.
I don't want to be here.
Okay, Diane's. Kenny and I went to see Saltburn. I, from the drop, knew I wanted to see this film with my best friend.
I like when we go see films together.
Me too. We both love movies.
I love...
Go see Eileen with me.
Movies. Tonight. You know I will. I've been hearing weird things.
Take me to see it.
I will.
Nazar's going to the gym. Let's go.
Okay. Don't pressure me on a live podcast. Don't pressure me like this.
You know I will. It's not live.
Don't pressure me in this live podcast that comes out.
Okay. We saw Saltburn and we left the theater having two wildly different experiences.
Yeah. We went in. I was like, I'm excited about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love Rosamund Pike.
Yeah, you do.
Love.
You love her. And I love men's bodies.
You love men's bodies. I also love Emerald Fennell, who wrote Promising Young Woman.
Yeah,
I really liked that movie.
And that movie was too much for me.
Which is funny because I really liked that movie.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Saltburn is literally just about Barry, our young chap, going to uni.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically having this deeply infatuation with our tall boy, Jacob.
Which I get. I understand. I think most of America and the world is deeply infatuated with Jacob Elordi right now.
I know, they really are.
You this give movie, a man height.
This movie shows hog.
This movie shows real hog. Turns out that was not a prosthetic.
That was his real.
He's packing heat. He's packing mad heat.
Yeah. Listen, if you're a pocket dyke.
Yeah. You're going to.
There's something happening.
Yeah.
You think that Riz comes from nowhere?
No, it's. Okay. So there are some scenes. And this is the scene that everyone was. Everyone was talking about the bathtub scene.
Okay, yeah, the bathtub scene.
So he goes and he's invited to a summer at this mansion. It's an estate,
right?
They're a very, very wealthy land-owning family in England.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, he stays with Jacob Elordi and his family for the summer at Saltburn.
Yes.
And he has a room that they share a bathroom together. Mm-hmm. So he has a guest room, there's a bathroom in the middle, and then Jacob Elordi. And at one point in the film, Jacob's character is jerking it.
Cranking it.
Cranking it hard.
Yeah.
In the bathtub. And he can hear this. And he's listening. When he exits the bathroom, then Barry goes in and starts sipping on the bathwater.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, this is where...
People lost their minds.
Lost their minds. And I'll tell you what. It wasn't enough. If I'm being honest, didn't bother me a smidge.
I know.
I didn't care. I was like, that's fine.
People really were like up in arms about this.
Which I was like, why?
I don't know. I think I think because people are like scared of like
any type of gayness. Yeah. And there are some graphic scenes sexually throughout the whole film. So he also eats out the sister on her period.
Oh, yeah.
And he has period blood all over his mouth and then he calls himself a vampire.
Yeah.
Also didn't bother me.
Me neither.
Also, once again, didn't
same thing.
Face
didn't
me.
Kind of flinch. But this whole movie is like basically you watch this little like
meek.
This guy becoming honestly just like a little he like uses his like sexuality to try to like take these powerful people. And become one of them.
Yeah.
He's really trying to like become and he picks them off one after the other.
Right.
He's like obviously like deeply infatuated with Jacob, but like the whole family, he wants wealth. He wants prestige. He wants to consume this whole family.
Right.
And like, I kind of like this movie reminded me of Parasite weirdly, but also it was so much like a music video.
It's very vibey.
It's
to me,
so
when we
vibe-y.
Left, I was like, that is a music video.
For sure. And it was so like, I was like, look at all these like guys. It's just like hot, sweaty. Like I was just like it was so much fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the soundtrack.
Soundtrack slaps.
I was like, this was such a fun movie.
Yeah.
That I was like, I'd never seen anything really quite like it. Mm-hmm. And I like loved it.
Yeah. There was, so you know, I have the exact opposite feelings.
Yes.
I don't want to offend anybody. This was not my movie.
Yeah.
I just did not like it. And the one thing that took me out was, this is like spoiler, although the whole thing's been spoilers. When Jacob Barry's character starts having sex with Jacob Elordi's grave. So mm-hmm. He murders him. And then right after they put him down into the grave, he starts fucking the grave.
Sure does.
And this is a very gratuitous scene.
It's long.
It is so unbelievably long. And they just hold on it of him like thrusting into the grave. And I was like, that's going to be it. That's where I tapped out.
You were wrapped.
I don't do anything with dongs and death put together.
Yeah.
That's going to be a no for me.
And that's fair.
So that pushed me over the edge where I was like, I actually dislike this movie now.
That's fair.
Whereas if they hadn't put that in, I think I would have been like moderately on board with it.
Yeah.
But that really made me deeply dislike this movie.
I was super uncomfortable with that scene.
Hated it.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I've been watching TikToks about mm-hmm. why, or that it was like improvised. You know what I mean? That scene was fully improvised is crazy.
Yeah.
But I was much more, by that point in the movie, mm-hmm. I had already had so much fun with this entire film.
Yeah.
That I was like, because it also felt like it was kind of shock value-y to me, where yeah. I was like, I don't know if we needed to, because it was so long. The scene was long.
The whole movie was a little bit too long. There was about 20 minutes you didn't need at the end.
Yeah.
And I don't think they needed to wrap it up the way they did. Like, show, like, from the beginning, it was all.
But I loved that.
I don't think it's necessary.
I loved that. You know what? I feel like so many movies lately, I leave the movie and I'm like, can we just fucking take it there or not?
Yeah.
And this movie was like, we will fucking take you there. We will do it mm-hmm. throughout. Like, yeah. The beginning, it's a whole, like, this man has planned this thing from the beginning, and we're going to show you picking off one by one. Like 20 years later, he's wearing glasses in a cafe. He finds the same woman. He fucking takes her down. I was like,
it's giving Lifetime movie.
I loved it.
It was a little too like melodramatic.
I want a mastermind who had a plan all along. That's what I want.
Okay.
I want the whole thing. And they were like, here's the whole thing.
Yeah. Listen, it's getting a lot of buzz.
I loved it and I hated Poor Things.
Yeah. We'll talk about Poor Things soon.
Do we have to?
I thought, do we have to talk about Saltburn? And okay, here we are talking about Saltburn.
Yeah,
Saltburn.
I fucking loved Saltburn so much. It was so fun. And I'm like,
it's definitely a vibe. And I do think like the direction was really good. But man, I don't do, like, it's, when it's for shock value, because it was such an unnecessary scene to the plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, it's murder on the dance floor.
It's a great soundtrack. The soundtrack rocks.
Yeah, how many gloves would you give it?
Because of the one scene, 1 out of 5 gloves.
That really did it for you.
I hate the
last scene.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
No, the dance sequence at the end, so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I love a vibe. Can't do the death.
I'm giving it like 4.5 gloves.
Yeah.
I love Saltburn.
Guys, let us know in the comments what you thought of Saltburn. If you're a shark, write it in the Patreon stuff.
Yeah, let us know what's up.
Yeah. I want to chat Saltburn. Because I'm fascinated because so many people are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And it is becoming almost like a cultural phenomena.
Yeah. you're fucking good.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for listening. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon. Go do something gay today.
Bye-bye.
We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin. Rachel Scanlon.